Market craziness today means non-existent economic growth tomorrow.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European Union officials said today that economic growth in Europe will come to a near standstill this year because of the debt crisis. And it's fair to say the debt problems across the Atlantic are not helping economic growth here much either. For more on the impact, let's bring in Marketplace's David Gura, who is live with us from Washington. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, David, at this point, how is the European debt crisis affecting businesses right here in the U.S.?
Well, the bottom line is it's causing even more economic uncertainty on top of all the economic uncertainty we already have. Businesses are reluctant to hire. Bank of America just announced it's cutting 30,000 jobs. Companies are delaying initial public offerings. The Financial Times reports Facebook is putting its IPO on hold until next year. And yesterday, Avis, the rent-a-car company, said it's dropping its bid for Dollar Thrifty. So, Jeremy, it looks like many people just don't want to do business in this environment.
Now, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is going to head to Europe tomorrow to talk with the finance ministers there. Does he have a role to play in the European debt crisis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's a guy who's been through a financial crisis. He knows what went wrong, what went right. And that experience, that insight is invaluable. I talked to Alexei Montserrat. He's with the Atlantic Council. And he told me the most important thing right now is for Europe to come up with a clear plan.
And to the degree that the United States can push them on that and then support it when it comes out, I think that's probably the best we can do, but that's not a trivial thing to do.
Montserrat said that fundamentally this is a confidence issue, Jeremy, and right now the big question is how this turmoil in Europe will affect confidence in our financial system.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. David, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of trouble in the financial system, it has been exactly 3 years to the day since Lehman Brothers collapsed. Now, at the time, then Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said he had no second thoughts about letting Lehman fail.
I never once considered that it was appropriate to put taxpayer money on the line in resolving Lehman Brothers.
Looking back, though, many economists say that event all by itself dramatically escalated our slide into recession. We're going to take a trip down memory lane now with our New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore. Good morning.
Good morning.
So take us back to that day 3 years ago, September 15th, 2008, when Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy. You were at the Wall Street Journal at the time. What happened?
It was an incredibly emotional weekend for everybody. As reporters, we were scrambling all weekend to reach everybody we knew who would have any bit of information. The news was moving fast. Lehman was going to be acquired. It wasn't going to be acquired. At the very last minute, it filed for bankruptcy. And everyone that I talked to personally was incredibly overcome by emotion.
And did you realize at the time the implications of a Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, that it could really ripple across the entire economy as it did?
I think that was in the back of people's minds because it was literally unthinkable. It was as if a gasp had gone up from the entire financial markets. In many cases, we didn't even have rules in place to govern an institution like that that would be bankrupt, which is why the Lehman bankruptcy extends to this day. We just didn't even have a playbook.
And now here we are 3 years after that fact. You cover Wall Street every day. Have things changed? Could there be another Lehman?
I don't think there could be another Lehman because we've seen what the costs of a Lehman are. If we allow failure, it extends really quickly. And of course, now we have the Dodd-Frank financial package that's designed to give us a healthier banking system.
And it has a living will for big banks so that if they have to fail, then there's an orderly way for them to do that.
Right. There's a school of thinking that says good luck with that, because getting a bank to write down everything it owns on any given day is really hard. But we're trying. The question is, can we get to a place where we are fully secure in our financial system again? That will probably take decades.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up more than 2% across Europe right now. Here in the U.S., the United Auto Workers Union is going to keep talking with the big three American automakers. There was a deadline for a new labor contract at midnight last night, but no deals have been reached yet. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 140 points to close at 11,246.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
You know the sell-by dates on food packaging that tell you when the food should have left the store shelves? Well, the UK government wants manufacturers to get rid of the sell-by date so Brits will stop wasting food. The BBC's Kate McGough has the story now from London.
Households in the UK throw away more than 5 million tonnes of edible food every year. For the average family, that means throwing out almost $1,000. Anti-waste campaigners say that dates printed on food packages are partly to blame. People are confused by multiple printings. The UK's Environment Secretary, Caroline Spelman, says people are throwing away food before they need to.
I had a quick look through the products in my fridge this morning, and indeed it's very confusing. There's several dates on the food products. Sometimes it's used by, sometimes it's sell by, sometimes it's display until, sometimes it's best before. Consumers are saying this is confusing.
New government guidelines want manufacturers to completely scrap sell-by and display-until dates on food, which are only intended to help retailers with stock control. But the British Retail Consortium, composed of store owners, wants the government to stay out of the fridge, saying a better approach would be to educate people on what the different dates mean. In London, I'm the BBC's Kate McGough for Marketplace.
And finally to Denver, where a guy named Tom Martino has been a trusted source for consumer advice. He's got a radio show and his own consulting firm. He calls himself the Troubleshooter. Well, now the Troubleshooter is in a bit of trouble. He has just filed for bankruptcy after piling up about $78 million worth of real estate debt. Apparently, being a consumer financial advisor is more lucrative than I thought. Anyway, Martino insists he's still trustworthy on consumer issues. He tells the Denver Business Journal, quote, "It is commercial real estate debt, every bit of it. I have no consumer debt." In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
We need health care and we need jobs, right? So build more hospitals?
We can employ tens of thousands of people for 40 or 50 years, and they would make as much sense as building redundant hospital capacity.
Maybe not. I'm Kai Rizdahl, healthcare and hired hands, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, that's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.